The following is distributed by the Berean Call.
Welcome. You're listening to the audio version of the Berean Call newsletter. I'm Tom McMahon, TBC's Executive Director. This month's feature article titled The Secret Seduction was written by and will be read by Dave Hunt. And now, here's Dave.
Thanks, Tom. The latest occult scam to capture the imagination of the West is called The Secret. The book by that name, a top New York Times bestseller, has quickly sold more than 6 million copies, and the DVD over 2 million copies. Both contain numerous errors, misrepresentations, false premises, and false promises. Who cares? You should. With the following information, you could rescue someone from hell. The numerous misrepresentations begin with the title itself. The secret is not a secret at all, but recycled Hinduism, shamanism, and New Age folly. One of many huge lies is its claim, quote, "You create your own reality with your mind," unquote. This was the serpent's false promise to Eve, the promise of godhood, Genesis 3:5. Embracing that delusion cost Eve and her descendants Eden's paradise and would have barred mankind from heaven had not Christ died for the sins of the world. In the 6,000 years since Eden, the serpent's promise has not been fulfilled in even one person's life. Misinformation and false claims follow one another in a dizzying parade of absurdities. Sprinkled throughout the book and DVD is the claim that the secret is scientifically proved to be true. For example, quote, "It has been scientifically proven that an affirmative thought is hundreds of times more powerful than a negative thought," end of quote. When, where, how? No scientific tests ever measured positive and negative thoughts, nor could there be any such tests, because thoughts are non-physical and their power cannot be measured. Thoughts exist outside the realm of physical science, nor is there any such thing as mental science or a science of the mind. That fact is only one of many reasons why psychology could never be a science, in spite of decades of claiming that it is. The bait on the hook of the secret is stated repeatedly, quote, "The secret gives you anything you want, happiness, health, and wealth. You can have, do, or be anything you want. We can have whatever it is that we choose," unquote. Common sense replies, thanks, but no thanks. But millions being introduced to the secret are excited and eager to make it work for them. The foundational lies are basically that there is no personal God who created the universe and who makes laws that man must obey. The universe has always been here, yet we create it with our minds through numerous occult laws that exist to serve our selfish desires. One of the most enticing is the law of attraction. Whatever thought, health, wealth, disaster, gain, loss, pain, joy, etc., you hold in your mind, you will attract to yourself as a reality of your life. We are all gods who create our individual destinies with our thoughts. The amorality of the secret ought to be evident to anyone who stops to think. Hitler was no more responsible for the Holocaust than were its victims, who collectively created it with their minds. So it was with the Titanic, every crash of a plane, and the victims of every rape and murder. The book and DVD are based upon nothing more than statements of a number of supposed experts in the area of success motivation and positive thinking. Who are they? Quote, "A non-aligned trans-religious progressive, spiritual luminaries, teacher of spiritual metaphysics, feng shui master, successful business leaders, founders of the New Thought Movement, a modern-day spiritual messenger, and so forth," unquote. They are certainly not in the same class as Jesus Christ, who proved his deity with his sinless life and miracles, died for our sins, and rose from the dead. The experts, quote-unquote, cited and quoted in The Secret are not a group into whose hands anyone should trust their lives, much less their eternal destiny. In the book and DVD, like a broken record, The same appealing but transparent lie is repeated over and over. Quote, there isn't a single thing that you cannot do with this knowledge. The secret can give you whatever you want. If you see it in your mind, you're going to hold it in your hand. You create your life with your thoughts. Your thoughts are seeds, and the harvest you reap will depend on the seeds you plant. Your life is in your hands. What you think about, you bring about. You will attract everything that you require. If it's money you need, you will attract it. Like Aladdin's genie, the law of attraction grants our every command. The moment you begin to think properly, this power within you that's greater than the world will take over your life, feed, clothe, guide, protect, direct you, sustain your very existence, if you let it. Now that is what I know for sure, unquote. Now this is what I know for sure. While the historic individuals named and quoted in the book and DVD achieved some temporary material possessions and success, they all failed in that which is far more important, health. Yes, most, but not all, maintained a satisfactory level of good health most of their brief lives. But the health of every one of them eventually failed. One mark of failure they all share, they all died. In the end, the secret could not keep them alive, though they tried every technique it offered, and those proponents of the secret still alive today will inevitably suffer the same fate. According to what these supposed masters of the secret all declare with great confidence, they should not have died. If the secret were true, and they properly applied it, quote, the secret can give you whatever you want, unquote, they should all still be alive. In fact, none of the masters of the secret even exceeded the normal life expectancy. But they surely should have, if the secret were true. The obvious fact is that the secret is a deception that offers a false hope which continues to deceive mankind, and an unconscionably amoral hope at that. Let's take a quick look at some of these masters of the secret. Ralph Waldo Emerson is one of the most highly praised. He declared, quote, the secret is the answer to all that has been, all that is, and all that ever will be, unquote. But Emerson lived in a state of deteriorating health and financial need for his last 10 years. He died at age 79. Surely he wanted to live a longer, healthier, happier life. Why didn't he hold such thoughts? And by the law of attraction, bring what he wanted into actuality. For the same reason that no one else ever has or ever will. The secret is a lie from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. It keeps those who believe it from faith in the true God and the salvation he provided for sinners through Christ's sacrifice for the sins of all mankind upon the cross. What about Prentice Mulford, another of the supposed masters of the secret, and a founder of the New Thought movement, which is based upon the same delusion? He said that there is a material mind and a spiritual mind, a lower self and a higher self, and the latter receives thoughts from the, quote, supreme power, unquote. But that power, quote, unquote, failed him. It gave him the thought that he wanted to be a member of the California State Assembly. Mulford was nominated, but lost the election. Why didn't his thoughts bring about his desire? The secret and New Thought, its mirror image, didn't work for him. One of the experts held up as an example in the book and DVD. Finally, the secret failed him entirely. He died at the age of 57. Surely a shorter life than he had hoped to live. Or what about Wallace Wattles, a diligent student of the secret most of his short life, and another founder of New Thought? His most famous book was The Science of Getting Rich. Yet he lived most of his life in poverty. This crowning achievement of his life was published in 1910. He died in 1911 at the age of 51. Wouldn't he have wanted to live longer, to see the success of that book and to write more about the marvelous benefits of The Secret, though it failed him? but he couldn't add 1 minute to his life. The secret didn't work for Wattles, one of his chief proponents. The book and DVD also contain factual errors. The statement is made that through applying the secret, the Babylonians, quote, became one of the wealthiest races in history, unquote. No, it was through their military might, at the cost of the lives, torture, and slavery of multitudes of victims. Babylon was one of the cruelest empires in history. And this commends the secret? This is how Babylon did it? Thankfully, Babylon is no more. Why did it fall? Did the secret fail the Babylonians, or did they fail to apply it? The evidence is overwhelming. The secret is a lie. This delusion that reality is created by the mind has been offering false hope to mankind for thousands of years. It is the standard teaching of Christian Science, the Church of Religious Science, Unity School of Christianity, New Thought, and other mind science cults. Never before, however, has it been packaged so attractively and cleverly for promotion to the general public as in The Secret. Disillusionment of multitudes will follow. Most of the quick spread of this new presentation of the ancient and well-known supposed secret is due to promotion by Larry King and Oprah Winfrey. Millions of their fans bought the book and DVD. On April 5, 2007, Oprah Winfrey discussed the secret with alleged non-physical entities channeled by secret promoter Esther Hicks. As we have often shown, so-called spirit communication with the dead that used to occur in seances, strictly forbidden in the Bible as demonic, Deuteronomy 18:11, Leviticus 26, is now called channeling and has long been promoted openly on radio and TV. Anyone with even a small amount of common sense would recognize many moral and practical problems. What the secret promises is completely amoral and self-centered. Quote, the law of attraction responds to your thoughts, no matter what they may be. People who have drawn wealth into their lives think thoughts of abundance and wealth. Nothing else exists in their minds. You've got to feel good about money to attract more to you. Start to say and feel, I am a money magnet. I love money, unquote. The Bible says, not money itself, but the love of money is the root of all evil, 1 Timothy 6:10. What about selfless love, kindness, mercy, goodness, charity, compassion, generosity, sharing with others? Such thoughts would interfere with the single-minded goal of drawing wealth to oneself. The secret, believed and applied, cannot help but increase one's selfishness and bring those applying it into conflict with one another. Let's say that Jones believes that the secret will give him anything he wants, wanting to be the president of the X corporation where he works and using the so-called law of attraction to get what he wants. Jones holds in his mind the thought, I am the president of X corporation. Will Jones' thoughts oust the current president and put himself in his place? Suppose there happen to be 20 other ambitious and avaricious people, from factory workers to janitors, from secretaries and bookkeepers to the vice president, who also want to be president of X Corporation and are each relying upon the secret's law of attraction to fulfill their passion. To help accomplish their selfish desire, they each visualize themselves in the president's chair, behind the big desk in his plush office. Will the secret simultaneously make each of them the president? Who will win this battle of minds in the selfish competition that this ancient, amoral, alleged secret has spawned? One of the supposedly successful practitioners of the occult principles who is quoted in the book, Lisa Nichols, is described as a, quote, powerful advocate of personal empowerment, unquote. That's more selfishness. She says, quote, thank God there's a time delay that all your thoughts don't come true instantly. what God does she mean? Where would God fit into a universe he neither made nor controls, and that is being recreated by human thoughts continually? A universe that stands ever ready to give mankind whatever selfish desires are directed toward it. Advocates of the secret and new thought do not believe in the personal living God of the Bible who asks for man's love and submission to his will. Their God is impersonal, a sort of Star Wars force or universal mind that has no mind of its own but exists solely to give us whatever we want. Joe Vitale is another one of the expert practitioners of the secret quoted in the book and DVD. On Larry King Live, a caller asks, quote, "I'm just curious, where does God come into the secret?" Unquote. Vitale responded, quote, "God is all of us. God is the secret and everything about it. This is a law from God," unquote. This, of course, is nonsense. The ancient religion of pantheism, you're God, I'm God, the tree is God, everything is God. Then God is both good and evil, death as well as life, has no morals, etc. If everything is God, then God means nothing. Pantheism is virtual atheism. Another ancient occult technique used by shamans for thousands of years is visualization. The belief that a mental picture held firmly in the mind will eventually manifest itself in the physical universe. Of course, this too is a delusion. No one has ever been able to demonstrate this ability. If we all had the power that the secret promises, ours would be a terrifying existence with billions of Darth Vaders and Obi-Wan Kenobis zapping one another with mind power. Many Christians, as we have seen, teach basically the same occultism taught to C.G. Jung by familiar spirits. 1 Samuel 28:9, Isaiah 8:19. Yonggi Cho has taught and practiced the same for years, as have numerous Christian psychologists and charismatic leaders. Visualization to create one's own reality was the heart and soul of all that Norman Vincent Peale taught and practiced. Quote, "The idea of imaging has been implicit in all the speaking and writing I have done," unquote. Robert Schuller has long taught the same occultism. Quote, "I have practiced and harnessed the power of the inner eye, and it works. 30 years ago, we started with a vision of a church. It's all come true," unquote. Cho, pastor of the largest church in the world, claims that the Holy Spirit told him that he had to visualize a clear picture of what he was praying for, or his prayer could not be answered. But all Cho could hold in his mind was the gross outline of what he wanted. He could not see or even imagine the atomic structure of these objects, which was their underlying reality. Anyone who is willing to believe that mankind creates the universe with its collective thoughts, or that any individual, by visualization, can bring into existence anything that would be part of daily experience, has willfully given himself over to Satan and is susceptible to any other lie he offers. Obviously, the universe was here before man. To believe that the vast expanse of the cosmos, with its trillions of stars and moons that no man has ever seen, including the many subatomic particles no one has even imagined, is all being created and held together with the collective thoughts of humanity, is to commit intellectual, moral, and spiritual suicide. Those who believe such lies as the secret offers have deliberately turned from the true God who has revealed himself in each conscience and in the universe he made, and have opened themselves to demonic delusion that will eventually lead them to eternal separation from the God who loves them and the Christ who died to redeem them. Let's rescue as many as we can.